Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. It was a full crowd with standing room only at last night's Richland Center City Council meeting, of which many live in the neighborhood of Story Field, to speak against a housing development on Story Field. Despite multiple past efforts to attract interest in the Story Field subdivision, the city has been unsuccessful in securing a viable housing development proposal until now. Developer Doug Inkey signed a pre-development agreement with the city for construction of an 8-duplex zero-step housing project on city-owned land. To incentivize the much-needed housing, the city is offering to sell the land for $1, recognizing the substantial private investment and infrastructure responsibilities the developer is undertaking. In return, the developer agrees to construct all required public infrastructure, complete the project within 24 months of land transfer, meet all applicable design and permitting standards, and deliver zero-step accessible housing. The land offered at $1 is in lieu of the market value, as it was previously acquired by the city for $1 from the school district. Tax revenue from the development is estimated to be between $100,000 and $140,000. A motion to approve the Story Field duplex incentive package, including the $1 land sale and terms outlined in the proposed pre-development agreement, was postponed to next month's meeting, as members of the council would like more information on the proposal. In other action, following the completion of the city's hotel request for proposal process and review of proposals received, the Common Council directed staff to engage in negotiations with Cobblestone Hotel Development, LLC. A pre-development agreement was drafted outlining the city's proposed financial assistance and development terms. The package includes two primary components: tax increment financing, or TIF, assistance of $1,150,000 municipal revenue obligation issued on a pay-as-you-go basis and repaid from 85% of actual tax increment generated by the project. The MRO requires no minimum value guarantee and is capped at 10 years or until $1,150,000 is paid, whichever comes first. And the sale of city-owned property to the developer for $125,000. Additionally, the developer must secure all project investors and financing within 9 months of council approval. Upon council's approval of these terms, a formal development agreement is to be executed. City staff recommended approval of the Cobblestone Hotel's incentive package as outlined in the pre-development agreement. A motion to approve the Cobblestone Hotel's incentive package as outlined in the proposed pre-development agreement and to authorize staff to execute a development agreement was made. When discussed, council member Melanie Walters expressed that she feels this agreement means more for Cobblestone and does not do as much for the city. Ron Fruit, Karen Tepley, Tom McCarthy, Rachel Schultz, Doug Martinick, Steve Downs, and Ryan Cairns all voted in favor of moving forward with the plan. Melanie Walters voted against. The Richland Center City Council was informed that the land owner at 695 North Chestnut Street was given 90 days to raise the home on the property. The 90 days end Saturday, September 6th. The council instructed City Administrator Ashley Oliphant to seek bids if it has not been raised by Saturday. The city can then charge the landowner. The council also directed Oliphant to look into restructuring the tourism department to make it its own entity rather than the branch of the city government. In other action, the council approved the denial of a conditional use permit by Guru Ramdas Shah, LLC, for property on Sextonville Road. An amendment to consolidate and clarify which city officials are authorized to issue citations by creating a single comprehensive list in the municipal code. The list of authorized officials includes the police chief and police officers, zoning administrator, director of public works, city attorney, and city administrator or their designee. An ordinance amendment of the municipal code relating to forfeitures for public nuisances, finding and establishing clear forfeiture amounts. A revised agreement for the co-responsibility of Simon's Recreation Complex with the county. A contract with Chrome Fireworks and Displays LLC for city fireworks on June 27th, 2026. and temporary alcohol beverage licenses for St. Mary's Parish Festival on September 20th, for the Greater Richland Area Chamber Suits and Sequins Wine Walk on September 26th, and for the Richland County Performing Arts Council Central Avenue Fall Bash Block Party on September 27th. Richland Center City Mayor Todd Coppernall also reported that work is beginning on the additional two buildings at Panorama Estates. The Reedsburg Area Medical Center has announced that the REMC Birth Center is now a locked unit. All patients and visitors will require staff assistance to access the unit. Patients and immediate family members will be provided access tools by birth center staff after admission. Visitors must push the red push for help button at the unit door for admission to the unit. Bob Van Meteren, president and CEO of RAMC, said, quote, "The safety and security of our patients is one of our top priorities. Locking the birth center unit is an important step that we must take to ensure safety for our youngest patients and their families. All patients, family members, and visitors will be welcome, but we must take precautions to protect our babies. We appreciate everyone's understanding and patience as we take these steps," end quote. The RAMC Birth Center is located on the second floor of the hospital section of the facility. Again, admitted patients and immediate family members will be provided tools to access the unit. Visitors must press the red push for help button at the unit door to be admitted to the unit. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is calling on nicotine pouch manufacturers to use child-resistant packaging to protect American children from accidental harmful exposure. From April 1, 2022 to March 31, 2025, the number of reported nicotine pouch exposure cases reported to U.S. Poison Center steadily increased. Approximately 72% of nicotine pouch exposure cases occurred in children under 5 years of age. Nicotine pouches contain concentrated nicotine that can be harmful or potentially fatal to young children, even in small amounts. Toxic effects in young children have been reported with nicotine doses as low as 1 to 4 milligrams. Symptoms of nicotine poisoning may include confusion, vomiting, and loss of consciousness. The FDA is also issuing information for consumers on how to properly store nicotine pouches and prevent accidental exposure to children. Parents and caregivers should safely store all nicotine products, including pouches, in secure locations away from children in original packaging, and seek immediate medical attention if accidental ingestion occurs. If a person of any age eats a nicotine pouch, accidental or not, immediately call the Poison Control Help Number at 1-800-222-1222. The Richland County Fair kicks off today. The day begins with photography judging at 8 and foods, food preservation, flowers, and houseplants judging at 9. It's also entry day for all livestock from 10 to 4. Swine must be penned by 2, dairy need to be in the barn by 5, and a vet check will be held at 5. The 2025 Richland County Fair will continue through Sunday, September 7th, featuring many animal and non-animal exhibits, life-size balloon creations, food and refreshments. Admission to the fairgrounds is free.